Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Happy holidays, everybody. For those of you who are not in Melbourne, just hit that minute or whatever skip button. This isn't for you. Okay, now that it's just us, I have a quick question. What do you think is the best coffee in Melbourne? I'm a big fan of the Auction Rooms in North Melbourne, but I've heard some great things about Manchester Press, and I'm 80% sure I've already been there, and it was pretty good. The Glass Den is a bit wanky, even for me, but I'd experience their iced coffee at least once if you haven't already. People have told me to try this place in Paran, but it's a bit of a hike, and I don't know if I really want to deal with all that. Okay, now that it really is just us, we're doing a live show on February the 19th where we're going to answer the question, how to curse a small village. A question we have answered before, but it was too heinous for the main feed. So instead, we're making the wise decision of doing it in front of a live audience where we cannot edit the terrible things we say. So don't forget to grab your tickets in the show notes. Start 2022 off disgusted with your favorite bad IQ boys, and let's all hope it's not a super spreader event. You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hello, please come in, take a seat. Welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And today we're asking important questions like, how would you deal with Sid's revelation in Toy Story?
We all remember Toy Story Uno, where Sid Vicious, no, his name's just
Sid. Sid Vicious is dead, rest in peace.
We don't actually know Sid's surname, could be Vicious. But
we probably do know Sid.
Don't know Sid's surname. He surely has one.
No doubt. With a quick look at my phone, I can figure it out, but that is not in the spirit of today's episode.
Not even a little bit, but Sid is a, he's a creative child and he likes to mutilate his toys.
He's a real motherfucker of a kid.
He's creative.
He's a real motherfucker of a kid.
He just wants to know how toys are made, and maybe he wants to do something different, like give a crane Barbie legs.
Yeah, if you saw like a kid, like a 7-year-old, 10-year-old, who'd put like a rubber ducky head on their Barbie.
And was melting toys and hassling their dog and just being a real piece of shit.
He hassles the dog.
And just being a real piece of shit kid.
Anyway, that's not the point.
I would be like, I'm going to move before this kid burns down my house.
If it was Hassle the dog, but if he's just like creating interesting like arts and crafts projects from, I wouldn't go that far, from all the
I'm going to call him Andy Warhol. I'm Jackson. I'm inspired because this fucking kid.
I'm inspired by Sid. It's true.
Look, you're both gone very like opposite ends of the spectrum.
Fuck this kid. That's all I'm saying. Put him in jail early.
And you're like, this kid is like the Renaissance reborn.
Pick him up and throw him.
Leonardo da Vinci, okay?
Swing him by his feet and throw him over the fence.
Give a million bucks.
What if he's just a kid?
We hate this kid.
We love this kid. Anyway,
I'm kid neutral.
The point is, Sid,
yeah?
To get out of his house, Woody reveals to Sid,
yes,
the toys are fucking alive.
Hey, Sid, it's me, Woody. There's a snake in my boot.
There's a snake in my boot. I'm going to kill you. Whatever he says.
Yeah, well, the toys do pretty much say,
I'm going to climb down your fucking throat, little kid. I'm
gonna get into your guts and I'm going to tie them up so when you swallow your peas.
Yeah, the shit a cowboy.
Yeah, the shit a cowboy, kid.
Yeah, let me out them teeth.
Yanking the woody string. You ever shit a cowboy?
I'm going to climb in your mouth, kid. I'm going to climb in your mouth and I'm going to get into your guts.
I seem to have gotten a wrong one. Mummy, could you take Woody. This one back? I've got a wrong one.
My Woody's a freak, Mom. I don't want him anymore.
I'm going to knock your teeth out and make you shit me, cowboy.
I've had your teeth kicked in by a cowboy.
Anyway,
Mummy.
So Sid, yes. He knows for the rest of
Should've
his life.
Should have killed me, Sid. Should have killed me when you had the chance.
The toys are fucking guys now.
Yeah.
So let's assume each of us at some point in our lives had that revelation.
Well, important question.
Yeah.
Is this happening to us when we're Sid's age, which is anywhere between, based on our guesses, 7 and 12?
A baby or 12?
No, I say, because I think it's more interesting, it's happening now.
Oh.
Okay? Like, you're walking home and you say, see like a dilapidated teddy bear get up and walk away.
Ted?
Is this Seth MacFarlane's Ted? It's funny to assume that's what's happening, not Toy Story. There's like, just one alive teddy bear.
I feel if I saw that, I would just assume I had a mental break.
Yeah.
Down. And I would just be like, I need to, I'm sorry, boys.
Yeah.
I need, like, boys, loving family.
Yeah.
Daddy gotta go home. Daddy gotta go somewhere. I don't know where I gotta go.
Yeah.
I gotta go and have a lie down somewhere. I don't know. I'm seeing shit.
Sitting
I need
across from your psyche being like,
I need to go have a lie down in a hospital.
Yeah. I can't fathom what this means about me, but toys are alive.
Yeah. So can I don't know. Do you have anything you can just huck into my mouth, rub my throat, let maybe swap, maybe I forget it?
Yeah, sit down and be like, this is gonna be a drugs one. We can't talk out of this, okay? Yeah. You need to medicate me because I'm fucked up now, all right?
Shock therapy. How do we feel, Doc? Put some electrodes onto my head.
What would convince you then that it was full-on alive toys?
If more than just me saw it. If it was all three of us or even just like two of us.
Yeah.
And I looked over, I saw a toy, I'm like, oh, Daddy got to do something. And then Douche is like, I see it too. I'm like, well.
Yeah, like maybe something. So, you know, Douche is driving home from work and he sees a teddy bear walk across
Ted
the road.
Ted 3.
Ted 3's happening.
They're filming viral Ted 3. Marketing.
And Zabu, maybe you're throwing out.
Oh my God, they're doing Ted 3 with other toys now.
No, because it has happened together. We have to be together.
So you don't think if we each individually had it, you would believe that we.
No.
What would you think was happening?
Either that
we were pranking you.
Yeah, you were pranking me. I saw Ted 3 today.
And I'd be like, fucking you.
The guy, not the movie.
Or it'd be something like, okay, did you just get like a drone or some like animatronic something and you're fucking with my brain? All right.
No, dude,
or
I again, swear to God, one of my many China dolls was alive.
Or I'd just be like, okay, there is something. Something in this, like the studio that we have consumed, that is
poison
bad.
Gas.
Did we eat a bad banana together or whatever? Yeah.
Bad banana. The air was wrong. Yeah.
Sorry, I've got the air conditioning set on wrong gas.
Ah, shit. I knew I shouldn't have installed that. Everyone kept telling me don't, but I did.
Don't you actually want the air to be right?
Yeah. Everyone said it'd be. Sir? I'm like, oh, it'd be funny if you did a drunk episode or something. We're like, what if we did a gas episode?
What if we go wrong gas?
Okay, so we'd have to all see it. That's fair enough.
Yeah, I'd have to be in the same room as you, and I'd be like, that's fucked up. And you'd be like, that is fucked up. And like, you seeing that? And I'm like, oh, no.
What would it have to be to convince you that it was all toys? Like, if you came, because I was just thinking then, I'm like, well, you could all come to my house to see my extensive collection of China dolls.
Yes.
But if they all came to life at once, you might think,
oh, just Jackson's China
Jackson's
dolls.
Done a curse.
Yeah, like, oh, the devil's got into Jackson's many
dolls. I shut Jackson's door and I leave it alone.
I guess if we.
They damaged Shreds.
Yeah.
Piranha me. That's open up the door, just a skeleton, and they're all back in their place. And you're like, I guess I gotta feed them. Yeah, that's like, cool.
All is right in the world.
Do they just want human flesh or just that one guy?
Yeah, they never come to life again. Like, I guess that was comeuppance for something.
I guess there was a problem and they fixed it.
I curse.
Okay. Well, sort of tougher.
Yeah, like so, I said, all is right in the world. God is in his heaven. All is right in the world.
So what? So it would have to be multiple toys? Like, what convinced you that it was all toys everywhere?
If we ended up, say, if it was like, oh, look, it's Ted 4 walking down and we tackled it and then he started talking and then he was like, all toys are this.
Unless he said, fuck you, Thunder, et cetera, et cetera, whatever
I'd be
the
like,
song
is. This is a viral marketing or whatever.
I'd be like, where's Mark Wahlberg and Mila Kunis? I think Mila Kunis is in this movie. Do you know Mila Kunis?
I'm an
alive. I like her a lot more than I like Mark Wahlberg.
I'm an alive teddy bear, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Have you seen Ted? It's about you, maybe.
Yeah. I have to go to sleep when people are in the room, all right?
What?
But I'm in the room currently.
Yeah, well, you fucking got your hands around my neck. I'm scared.
Why am I strangling you?
I imagine you had him up against the wall. No, but I still am afraid.
I can't breathe, but I can feel fear.
You could still dare me to a bit. To
what happens if I tear you to bits?
I don't want to find out. Anyway, all toys are alive. Put me down.
What do you mean all toys? It'd be interrogation. Yeah. It'd be like a
Are you Ted 3?
Are you sure you're not what Ted 3? Is. What do you mean you're not Ted 3?
I am a teddy bear.
Is your name Ted?
No. It's Scrunches.
Scrunches.
Yeah.
All right. No further questions.
Scrunches.
No further questions. Put him down. No, but he's saying all toys are alive. No, I've got the
information. Yeah, but he's saying Scrunches. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
What do you mean?
He's never even seen Ted.
Yeah. He didn't even know what Ted
That's
was.
Basically I asked about him if you, dude.
It was like Mila Kunis. He said, who? She's very famous.
He's right, she is. Ted, put him down.
Yeah.
Douche has convinced me.
Okay. And then I'm walking away. I'm like, I'm turning around. I'm like, wait. Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Oh,
Mila Kunis!
Yeah, he remembers Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
Okay. Shit! All toys are alive.
His child would often watch Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
It was his favorite film. Yeah.
His scrunches on his lap.
Well, then after a long conversation with scrunches, learning all toys were alive. Mm, yes. What would that change
I'd be
about
like,
the way you
What do you mean
live?
They're alive?
Well, it was like they're like me. They're just up and about doing whatever they like.
When did you learn to speak? What do you? How did you learn?
The
moment
I was in the packaging.
What?
I don't know.
Do you have, I'd feel his like head to see if he's got like a computer chip.
Please stop squeezing my brain.
You got a brain?
I got a place where a brain should be.
I got a head.
Where are you? Wait, when you think, what do you think?
That's actually a fucked up question.
What do you mean?
What
do you think?
I'm thinking I should get out of here. Yeah. I'm thinking
you're one fucked up guy with dumb fucking questions.
Where's your sense of self?
What do you mean? Where's your sense of self?
In my brain. In the center of my head.
It's in my head,
It's in my head.
So do you think in like words, sentences? Do you think in pictures?
Hey, guy, be honest with me. Are you about to dissect me? Because it sounds like you want to dissect
me. You want to cut my fucking head open, please? Can I just put in a request?
Can you stop me from dissecting you?
No, I'm not very strong. I'm a teddy bear.
But are you? How did you come to be? What's your first memory?
My first memory is being in a box. Open my eyes, I'm in a box.
What's your first memory?
Yeah, fucking hell. Haven't you answered some questions I got?
I wasn't fucking born, but you don't remember being fucking born, eh?
Good point. First memory is breastfeeding. How fucked up is that?
That rolls.
That is fucked up.
Imagine if that was Scrudge's first memory.
Get off my mum's ditty.
No.
Couldn't even drink the milk. So.
Yeah, just doing it for fun.
I'm a pervert. I'm a pervert, daddy, bro. Yeah. I don't know if I like Scrudges anymore, guys.
Wait, are you watching us always?
Yeah.
I can see you are a pervert.
Not much else to do.
I gotta pretend to be asleep, but I gotta get my eyes open. So really, it's your fault.
Don't masturbate.
At least turn me around. But I'll turn back around.
I want to see it.
Yeah. I'm
curious.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you want?
To be loved by a child.
Yeah.
That's it?
But pretty much.
Who? Why do you want that?
Well, because it feels good.
Yeah.
So it just feels good. That's
You're
it.
Married, yeah?
Yeah.
It's like that.
That's nice, right?
Well, yeah.
You get to feel love or whatever. Yeah, I want the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. So
I could probably have a toy partner too if I wanted.
Yeah, double the love.
I
can have romantic entanglements.
You can have a romantic relationship.
I don't have teddy bear genitals.
I can't teddy bear fuck. No.
I didn't ask that.
Yeah, well.
Why do you always ask me about my teddy bear fuck?
I didn't ask you about You just said you.
This guy. Teddy bear fuck.
I want you. So you have romantic.
I hot shit either. If you want to know.
But you
how
have
hard.
Romantic feelings.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have
platonic and romantic love. I experience.
So
both.
Those are, can you, and you. I guess anger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The range of emotions, man.
I'm real.
Except
tell you
for
what,
horny, I guess.
Yeah.
No, I can be horny.
I can be horny.
You can be horny.
I don't do nothing about it.
Yeah, I just can't.
So that's frustration.
Yeah, I can feel
that. At least anger. Okay, I get it.
And also, as you can see, currently I'm on the street, so I don't know where the fuck my kid is.
That always has to be a kid, or does it?
Well, mine was a kid, but I don't know where the hell they've gone.
So, and so you always pretend like you're sleeping or not real when there's a kid playing with you. Yeah,
but I don't know where the kid is, so I've been walking around these alleyways.
And then I fucking run into this you.
Yeah, I mean, I get so you just very much you just kind of like lay there and you'd be like, I'm getting played with. This is the greatest.
It rolls.
You are a fucking pervert. And can the kid, no one knows this? You're not.
Well, you three now.
He's fucked.
Can I go?
No.
Just let him go.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Got it,
go on, Scrudges. Get out of here.
Get out of here, Scrudges. Find your boy. Watching him scurrying down the alleyway.
Yeah, thanks, fellas. Except that one guy that wants to dissect me. You can fucking eat my ass.
I'd be dissecting.
It's so funny to imagine the three of us after that just going to a cafe and like,
okay.
You're like
Zaman's
thinking,
got a lot of questions.
We're
We've
just
got none.
So are we recording something later? Yeah. No, I don't think so. Yeah,
so
that's
do you
sick.
Mean
I might go
with if Scrunches can feel
who?
The bear.
Yeah, he was a nice guy. You asked him a lot of fucked up questions.
Could he feel your like hands around his neck?
Yeah, I think so.
Probably.
He didn't say he could though.
Yeah, I reckon.
I mean, he didn't like it. I feel bad.
He wanted to hear us,
but he's got no like receptors, right?
All I know is all toys are alive now.
We should have dissected him.
Why? Well, you can go find him,
well,
then.
What do you mean, why?
Tell you what to be inside him, fucking
fluff.
Stuffing.
Yeah. You ever seen
that? That raises more questions.
I think if I knew all toys were alive,
I'd... Curiosity killed the cat, Joel Zammit. I'm eating this sandwich.
Yeah. I'm going to go dissect a bear.
All right. Have fun, murderer.
How can I murder something that's not even alive?
Well, we just found out that he is alive.
Yeah, you see,
how is he alive?
Well, you're not listening to your good friend, Skirbleshanks, or whatever that guy's name was. I've forgotten.
What's your definition of alive, then?
Living?
We don't
walking
know.
Around?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yammering,
just,
talking.
Yeah, but that could have just been like a response
running
that just coincidentally lined up with our question.
Well, that seems like you don't want him to be alive, yeah. I mean, to be honest.
Or he's like an AI or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
would you
whatever.
Kill a robot?
Yeah.
See, he wouldn't.
Yeah, but he didn't say, I'm a robot. He said, I'm alive.
We don't know. He might be a robot.
But he said, I'm alive.
He's just
said,
a teddy
well,
bear.
If a robot
a
was like,
bear.
I'm alive, would you believe that?
Nah.
I don't want to kill the bear either. I'm killing the, you know, what's the situation with the robot is my question.
The same thing. It's a robot, but he looks like a bear.
Was he?
Is he metal?
A threat to me?
Well, you don't know that.
Well, if there's any chance that he could be, well, I must kill the robot.
Well, yeah, but this bear was saying he watches us when we masturbate.
Not me.
Well, yeah. The royal we.
Yeah, but...
But he could have. He was a pervert. Now that he knows, he might be, you know, wanting to watch
it.
I don't
know. I'll just check my room for him before I jerk off.
I knew that, like, I mean, obviously.
I jerk off with a webcam in my room. That's probably dangerous, but it happens.
Like, I'm a 30-year-old man, so I don't have any toys, okay? Yeah. But I do have one stuffed, like, it was like a stuffed toy that I bought because it was from a web series I liked or whatever. Yeah.
What web series?
Umami. Yeah, well, are you excited? Yeah, you asked.
I'm sure there's
it's called
of...
Interface, actually. It's by Umami. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Interface.
Yeah.
Cool. That's the one by Umami, yeah.
You nailed it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm just trying to
long
think.
Long running.
Yeah, huh?
Long running.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. That was a safe bet, though.
quite popular in certain areas of the internet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's formed a niche.
Yeah. Got any more comments about it?
Good.
Yeah, pretty good.
It's entertaining.
It's interesting that it started.
Funny.
It started out in black and white, but then developed in.
No,
bow.
Nice try.
See, I've read it. Joel Zammit hasn't.
Yeah, Reddit.
Reddit.
It's I've a read web it. Series.
Yeah,
but
Reddit.
Yeah, it's it's on YouTube.
Oh, so it wasn't like a web comic.
No, that's why I said web series.
I read the script.
You think he thought web comic?
I think could have sworn he said web comic.
I said web series.
By that I meant, yeah, it was like on YouTube, yeah?
Yeah,
you can just fire it up on YouTube.
Just give it a read.
Yeah, give it a
well, you can read the script.
So
the first ones were a bit janky and not as like well polished.
Okay, another safe bet. Nicely done. Yeah. Sort of already fucked it. I'm ready to keep going.
Okay, yeah. So you've
but what
this
I'm thinking is that, like,
toy.
So I have this stuff that's a character called Mischief in it, who's like an evil clown or whatever, and a bird. Uh-huh. But, like, if I knew he was alive, would I turn him away while I masturbated? I think I wouldn't care.
Well,
it's like a different kind of whatever.
Yeah, I guess it's
kind
of like
a different kind of alive.
It's like if you got a dog and you're jerking off in front of the dog, you shouldn't.
Yeah, well, it's more like if you got a goldfish or a hamster.
No, it's more though because they're alive and they talk and they understand like your language.
If you owned a chimpanzee,
and
I will
spoke
just
to me
say,
in English,
having a look at Mischief, you should probably, which I already knew what he looked like.
Oh yeah, we all did.
You should probably turn away when you masturbate anyway. No,
turn away, dude. He looks scary.
Do you own Blue Guy as well?
No.
Do you like Blue Guy?
Yeah, isn't he? He's a fan favorite.
Blue Guy's usually
the protagonist.
See, fan favorite.
Yeah,
everyone loves the protagonist.
This is such a strange kind of bullying. I don't know if I've ever witnessed bullying that looks like this does. You know? Like, what's the end goal? I don't know if you're mocking me for enjoying it.
I just think the mischief
I feel like
is...
what's happening is you're sort of playing a game with yourself.
I just find Mischief very interesting as a character, especially after the 1943 Philadelphia experiments, which altered his appearance forever.
Yeah.
Left him look like a freak clown.
You remember that.
Yeah, it's like the first line of the thing, but yeah.
First line of what?
Of the first series of Interface.
The first series has been foggy in my brain. I've seen a lot since then, obviously.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. Yeah. It's crazy as well because I think you'd quite like it, though, because it's
well,
sort of
I know I like
up.
It. Yeah. It's good. Like, I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
We all know it.
Blue guy.
Blue Mischief guy.
Mischief and any...
Philadelphia Experiments.
Any of the other characters you can recall?
I remember they're all freaks.
Yeah, but surely you can remember some of the other famous protagonists. Famous characters in it.
Because I know that blue guy, he's probably blue, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure blue guy's blue.
He's a blue one.
Yeah. His name's Blue Guy, so I assume he's blue. He's definitely blue. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. He's blue.
He's the blue one, right, Jack?
You nailed it. What can I say? He's the blue.
It's one of my favorites too.
You must gotta love it. Gotta love it. Incredible series.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh, but okay. So you also probably don't have toys in your house.
I would do is be like, well, I need to go visit my parents' attic where they've kept all our like.
Why are you going
toys.
To the toys?
Because I think I want to know.
Obsessed with dissecting one. Well, I'm just throwing maybe. All those Funko Pops but people have bought me over the years out.
Yeah, good. I hope they're not alive.
The bad energy you've given, you know how like toys in the Toy Story universe need the love of a child. Yeah. They've those Funko Pops you own are getting the opposite of whatever that is.
Yeah.
Pure hatred.
Well, you don't have mouths, so good. You can't talk.
Oh yeah. Dissect them by all means. Yeah.
I would go to
my parents' house and go up to the attic and be like, right, where are those stuffed toys?
Mm.
And
I would
then
just
my
go
parents
into a
would be like,
shop.
Oh, you mean the ones we gave to the dog and the dog ripped its face off? And I'm like, yeah, oh, I remember coming back home once and seeing one of my stuffed animals that I had when I was a kid and Ajax, the dog, his little Jack Russell, was just like ripping its face off. It was, I don't know how you experienced childhood trauma as an adult,
but I did.
It was something else.
Well, now it's
getting
worse because now you know that the toy was screaming in pain but couldn't actually scream.
And then it's like, where's my boy? Boy, he will protect me. He's hours away. Mm. He doesn't live here anymore. He abandoned me in the attic. I'd feel like
I
fuck a lot of guilt.
I have a mouth, but I cannot scream.
Well, he does have a mouth because Ajax bit it off.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question because if Sam is feeling
really
guilt...
went for faces of a lot of those toys.
Yeah,
kept
well,
everything else
for.
Fine.
Yeah,
but
that's,
the,
like, that's a just, worry.
Man, Jack Russell went for a lot of faces.
You got to keep that
boys.
Away from your Mischief toy, from your favorite web series.
What was it called again? What's the name of the web series? Again?
Interface.
By Umami.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very popular.
Yeah, very popular.
Yeah, he changed his appearance after the 1944 Philadelphia experience.
1943. Easy mistake to make, of course.
Yeah, it's just dates are hard to pay attention to.
Yeah, and I know. Honestly, that was mixed up numbers.
Yeah, of course.
I'd go to my parents, the ones that remain, and just be like, I'd sit them down and be like, hello.
Well, isn't that a weird thing? Because, like, I mean, we've obviously spoken to Scrunches.
Well, yeah, I've spoken to Scrunches.
And Scrunches was alive. But these toys, like, if you're like, I know the secret, are they going to give it up?
Well, that's why I don't know. Because I'm like, okay, Scrunches. Yeah. I don't know if you know him. But it seemed weird if you did.
Yeah.
Anyway, a toy came to life, Scrunches. He was like, all toys are alive. So, are you guys alive? You got to tell me.
I guess that's the part that would fuck you up the most because they probably wouldn't reveal
and
themselves.
And if you don't, then I'd be like, well,
you're
okay.
Like, wait, did that happen?
Did that happen?
And now your daddy's in trouble again.
Yeah, daddy's in trouble. Daddy's got to go home.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Your mind
maybe
is
I'll
once
go,
again.
I'll call up my boys. Like, hey, you remember Scrunches? And both of you are like, who? And I'm like, okay, yeah, no.
No, dude, I don't remember. I remember that great sandwich douche I had.
Yeah. Chicken. And lettuce,
yes.
And tomato.
Yes.
And let me tell you, a little trick that sometimes sandwich shops don't do. You got to put a bit of cheese on there.
Yes!
Cheese
love
and
your
some
sandwich.
Aioli.
Ooh!
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then, like, you get the phone. You can't hear me and Dusha on the other end because we've gone to, I've gone to watch him eat the sandwich again.
Anyway, we've got to go.
Yeah, no, that is got to go.
Just me with my head in my hands watching Dusha eat it. Fuck, that's a good sandwich.
Yeah.
What did Zamet want?
Yeah. But no, if they don't reveal themselves, then I'm like, well, I've experienced a mental break.
Yeah.
And maybe we all just experienced a joint psychosis.
Yeah.
I think that is probably.
And like hysteria or something. Like, again, that kind of stuff. That, like, did we just hype each other up to think a bear was alive?
Yeah. That's like, fucking weird. Was the reality Dusha was just holding a stuffed bear against a wall?
And, like, and we
were screaming.
And we were all just thinking, like, maybe we were a little bit hungry. So.
The bear wasn't alive. I was just hangry.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Okay, if they don't reveal themselves, I'd be like, okay, that's just strange and weird.
Yeah.
The thing that happened that maybe I just repress.
Well, do you think if it had happened as a kid, you'd believe it more?
I mean, if it happened as a kid, I'd believe it as a kid. But then as I grew up, I'd be like, oh, my imagination went.
Yeah, it'd
like,
be a drop dead Fred situation.
I
hallucinated it. Our hearts and souls.
Yeah.
But it's much like drop dead Fred, it would turn out you didn't hallucinate it.
Yeah.
It's real.
It's kind of like, I guess, what Sid has done, which is basically like got on with his life.
Yeah.
And being like,
he sorted himself out. He became a garbage man.
Yeah, nothing that's wrong
good.
With that.
Oh, it's good. It pays really well.
Yeah, Sid's doing great. And he's so happy, as opposed to Andy, who's got a sort of quiet rage.
Yeah.
Sid's loving it. Yeah, so I guess you could just kind of bounce back if it happened as a child.
I just go to a toy store and be like, I know.
I know. Lean into a little Elsa toy or whatever.
I know. Hey, Elsa, and then I just shake her. I'm playing with you.
You become an absolute menace to toy stores everywhere.
Yeah, it happened as a kid.
We don't know why. He comes into the stores and just shakes all the toys. I'm punishing him.
Yeah. For keeping it a secret for too long.
Yeah, it's rude. Okay, sir.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Are you like me, a big old fantasy nerd who maybe dabbled in Magic the Gathering in high school, but then had to stop playing it because it ruined the friendship when one of you played the Slivers deck and your good friend Steve, who you no longer talk to, had a bad time? Or maybe you saw Lord of the Rings and thought to yourself, I can't wait to get more fantasy films and shows. They can only keep getting better. And then we got two horrible seasons of the Shannara Chronicles and Warcraft the film. Or you picked up the Dungeons & Dragons Player Handbook, flicked through it, and were filled with hope and excitement that your friendship group could come together on a regular basis to play a game of imaginations, but oh no, you and all your friends are scum, and you could barely organize a piss-up in a brewery. But don't worry, you can live vicariously through us where we play Dungeons & Dragons on a podcast called D&D's for Nerds. Form parasocial relationships not just with us, but the characters we play. Become overly attached to a fictional wizard who is bad at magic, or a fictional rogue who is bad at magic, or a fictional warrior who, coincidentally, is also bad at magic. Basically, we don't understand how magic works, and that is filtered through literally every character we play. Each campaign is standalone, but long-time listeners will find themselves following a greater story set over centuries. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It's never been a better time to be a big old fantasy nerd.
Yeah, happened as a kid, I think either I'd become more of a, and if it happened more in terms of like, once we kind of got past that threshold, and then they became like, oh yeah, we're having a fun time together. It would then be like, okay, I guess little Joel is now very reclusive boy because he's just having some sick times with his toys.
Yeah.
And we're like, we need to socialize, like my parents, like, we need to socialize that kid more.
Yeah, he can't just play with his like little action figures.
And I guess like that would maybe shift to be like my parents being like, we need to go see somebody. All he does is play with his toys. He's got an incredible imagination.
Yeah, but he
and
just.
This, this, and this, and this. But like.
He also keeps saying the toys are alive.
Yeah.
Which they're patently not.
Which they're not. So, look. So I guess that'd be maybe some like therapy there.
Well, what about if you just say you're convinced?
Yeah.
Say you don't think it's a mental break, and even if the toys don't respond to you, you just know innately somehow in your soul, all toys are alive.
I would kind of, as I would be now, but I'd be, I want to know more. I would dissect some. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, that's fair. That's fair. I think that's reasonable. But
I know how much you don't want to dissect.
No. I just think that.
But I would.
I don't care. It's just that if you're like, they're alive, I need to kill some.
Well, they're not alive. It's a phenomenon.
And what are you going to learn from dissecting it? It is a phenomenon.
It's because they're not alive.
But if you know they're not alive.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I look at them, and like, you know, you palpate, you'd be like, all right, what's going on here?
Yeah.
You press them, they're like,
so I guess you kind of go insane, even if you do genuinely believe that they're alive, because you dissect the teddy bear, what do you find?
Well, things that's the thing, it's like the Sid way, which is like, you know, you are taking them apart and building them, but that doesn't kill them.
No.
And it depends.
But what they kind suffer pain, we know that.
We don't know that.
No, but like we, as in us plumbing the Death Star, watching Toy Story, know that toys feel pain.
Yeah. Mm. They certainly fear death.
And they do feel pain. Like when Sid is burning Woody's head,
he eats him,
but then he screams the moment he turns around.
That's right. Yeah.
Is it just fire then? Have they experienced other pain apart from heat?
No.
Because I feel like something's been thrown at one of them and they've gone off.
Yeah, but that happens with like us as well. Like human, when you get something, you hit us.
Because it hurts.
Well, sometimes it doesn't. And it's like it's a response. It's like, oof, ow.
Yeah, that's true. That's
and
true.
It does happen.
That's true.
But they have sensories. When Buzz tries to fly through the window and he falls and breaks his arm, he's in pain.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
When Woody gets a tear.
His arm comes off, right? Yeah. And then he just chucks it back on.
Yeah, but later. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, clearly it's not that bad then.
Probably not. It doesn't seem to hurt them.
Maybe he's tough. He's been to space.
But are they in pain or is it, like again, like psychological but for a toy?
I don't know if I would get as worried.
It's upset Joel Zammert so much.
I don't understand how you'd be like, it's fine, I'm having a sandwich. Yeah. It alters reality as you know it. There is so much going on that like what we assumed we understood no longer exists.
I don't know how records work. So I've already come to terms with this. I own 400 records.
But the fundamental
CDs. I can tell you how that works.
Yeah.
Files are stored on the disc, a laser reads a disc.
Okay.
A record plays music even if there's no speakers plugged in.
There's grooves or something.
Yeah,
how does that make sense?
Okay. So if your if your record just suddenly grew lips and started talking to you, you'd be like,
well,
that's
I understand this the same amount as I understood a record playing.
I'd kiss it.
That's insane.
Kissing music.
That's insane.
No, well, I would have those questions, but I don't think I would go down the same path of madness.
Why let it weigh you down at night?
I don't know if you're like the most zen motherfucker I've ever met in my life.
I think
but it would fundamentally alter how we...
It would, but I think what would happen for me is I would assume malice on the part of the toys.
Uh-huh.
And so I would spend my time avoiding all toys and maybe killing all toys that I came into contact with.
See, I wouldn't kill them. I would just be more experimenting, which may be worse for them. They might see us both as monsters, but a different kind of monster.
Well, I mean...
At least I grant them the sweet gift of death.
How are you killing the toys, though?
Burning him alive.
Okay, I was going to
say. Chucking him in a fire.
Yeah. Chuck him in a fire, give him to a dog, whatever. You know?
Dog won't kill him, fire will.
But again, are they ever revealing themselves again to us?
They don't have to. I'm still scared.
Yeah, well, no, but I'm like, because I don't think I'd dissect them if they were revealing themselves.
Yeah,
again,
I don't think they are. I don't think they, I don't think they'd be revealing themselves.
Because then, it'd be like, all right.
You got to keep up the masquerade.
Yeah, well, then, it'd be cutting them. I mean, like, they're just full of stuffing.
Yeah, but then
what?
Then
sewing them back up and then be like, I guess it's fine.
Yeah, see, what's your next step after learning there's nothing going on inside them?
I would assume. assume that there wasn't anything there. But yeah. Then if I, but that's, this is the thing. It's kind of like I would just assume that I experienced something that I can't explain.
Yeah.
And maybe I just saw a cursed doll, or it was some marketing for Ted 4 that didn't happen.
Yeah. Oh, well, they never made a Ted 4. Wow. Yeah,
they didn't make a Ted 3.
Yeah. Okay, Ted
3. One day.
So, one day. We'll one get day. There. The so maybe boys, they made like a Ted,
we want a Ted 3.
Maybe yeah. I just like I stumbled upon Ted 3's marketing in its early development. They realized that
awesome
that was bad.
Viral marketing. They're like, we'll make a little animatronic bear and just let him loosen some hours. Hey,
you know how the McElroys were like, they started a podcast called The McElroys Will Be in Trolls 2 and they were in Trolls World Tour?
Yeah.
Do you reckon plumbing the Death Star could appear in Ted 3?
Interface. Oh, sorry, yeah.
In
yeah.
Interface.
I think
Interface
is...
sadly ended after 24 episodes.
Yeah, but if they bring it back.
Yeah, yeah. I know you spent some time on your phone earlier. I watched it happen.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That information.
Surely if I knew that information at the time, I would have said it.
Yeah, you would think so. Yeah, I think if we started a podcast called The Plumbing Boys Will Be in Ted 3, it could happen.
Yeah.
Somebody get the word out to Seth MacFarlane.
I reckon just this podcast. We don't change Plumbing the Death.
No.
Occasionally mention it.
When we cameo in Ted 3.
Yeah. Family Guy. Get us on Family Guy.
Get us on Family Guy. I'm a big Mila Kunis fan, as mentioned earlier in this episode. I was angry at that Ted for not knowing Mila Kunis.
Lois, this was me, Peter. We know.
Holy crap, Lois. Yeah, can you believe this shit? Yeah.
Seth MacFarlane,
this is like that time where I was on Family Guy.
Yeah.
This is crazier than that time I was on Family Guy. Hey, Peter, I'm on Family Guy. Holy crap.
Yeah.
There you go. You just did the whole episode just that. That's incredible. No, but I think I would assume the devil or something.
Yeah,
again,
if it never manifested again, I would be like, I was visited by some kind of ghoul, some kind of demon, a devil, a ghost.
No, but I mean, even if I thought that all toys were alive, like if I innately believed all toys were alive, I would think they were alive and wanted to kill me.
Okay, that's an interesting
idea. I would make that jump. The toys want to kill me, they want to climb
but
down
they just
my
want
throat.
Love.
They can say what they like.
They just want
Jackson,
you know, we are pulling.
Cowboy?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, there was that one Woody doll that was somewhat cursed.
Yeah.
But that he wanted to find his boy.
Well, that's what the fucking teddy bear said, but I don't know if I believe that.
I might go back and try and find Scrunches.
Yeah.
I would
got to question him first.
Yeah. Like, we'll try and help him find his boy. Maybe try to team up and have a go on a grand old quest.
Imagine, though, this is a fucked up situation.
Yeah.
We see Scrunches, we have that old interaction. Mm. Like a year later, you see a boy with Scrunches, and you're like, that's my opportunity to ask questions.
I know.
But I don't want to go up to that kid and be like, can I talk to your teddy bear?
Well,
briefly?
No. I think it'd just be like, oh.
But hey, Scrunches, what's up, bro?
I think, again, I'd probably.
Hey, kid, your toy's alive.
No, I wouldn't play it as insane. It would just be more maybe. But you're right. You wouldn't do anything. Or you'd be like, Yeah, it's great that you can't do anything because it's a fucking kid.
It's good to see you go through the multiple scenarios, but you can't do it.
I know, you'd be like, hey, did you lose your toy? Like, how do you know, you creepy old pervert? Ah, shit.
I know. Oh,
now hey. I'm getting hit by a cop. I don't know.
It is funny to go up and be like, hey, can I talk to your teddy real quick?
Yeah, no.
Scrunches. Scrunches.
What the fuck is going on?
Scrunches,
what the fuck? Scrunches, I got questions for you, bro. Answer them.
Scrunches. Ted 3. What's it happening?
What's it about?
I know you know.
What happens to Ted and Mark Wahlberg?
No, hey, kid. You know, do you like Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
I love it. Yeah. Whoa.
Wow, that's crazy. Looking at Scrunches.
That's a strange conversation with a child.
Yeah, nah.
Why are you asking my kid if he likes Sarah Marshall? Because I know he does.
Because I know he does, because I spoke to that bear. And once again, daddy's got to go home.
Daddy's lost his
mind. Lost his plight. He's going somewhere.
Would you do show, you know, because of the two of us, or the three of us, you've... What happened there? You're the calmest about all this.
Yeah.
Would you interact with toys differently, do you think?
Probably try it one more time. Be like, hey, I know you're alive. Do you just want to chill? And they'll be like, nothing. I'm like, all right, suit yourself.
Fair enough.
Whatever.
You go to a Toys R Us and shake the toys.
Revenge.
Yeah.
Because no matter what you do, and again, if they never appear you again and you don't have any footage of this, like, because I could try and go to like a neurosurgeon or go to like anyone who is a very smart person and be like, I experienced this.
Yeah, what happened to me?
What happened either to me or our toys real? And either conversation.
Yeah.
Neurosurgeon's like, thank you for coming. We're dissecting you right now.
Thank you for coming. Let's scan you for a tumor. Yeah. And I'm like, I've already had them them scans. They're like, well, we need to fucking scan deeper. And I'm like,
Well, we cleared and scanned properly.
All right.
If you think toys are alive, buddy, you're in trouble. Yeah. What if they did reveal themselves to you? You know, Scrudges has wrecked the masquerade, and the toys are like, ah, okay. These fellas, the plumbing boys, we can reveal ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's two things to know about the plumbing boys. They're chill with us being alive, and two, they will be on Family Guy.
Okay, if they are happy to reveal themselves and have a chat, it would just be more a lot of just questions.
Yeah.
And then I think it would be a, like, well, what do you guys want?
Yeah, and if they're like the love, like, of a child.
The love of a child. So, like, does it have to be a child, or can it be like...
Just this love from somebody who looks after us,
Do you want to be played with? Like,
yeah.
What
I'd love to be played with.
What kind of games do you want to play?
I'm 10 Lego Man in this scenario. Okay.
Like, what kind of games do you want to, like, you know,
just
play,
like, if you,
you
can
know?
Like, pretend we live in a city, or like we're cowboys or whatever.
Part of my day would be playing with toys a lot.
What if... Hey, Lego guys.
Yeah, what up?
I'm going to take all 10 of your heads off and stack them in a totem
pole.
That'd
be fucked up.
Is it bad
but
or
is
good?
Is it bad or fun?
It's just fucked and it just feels weird.
Good weird or bad weird?
No, just kind of like if you ever dislocated a bone...
Yes.
It kind of feels like that. Just a bit fucking weird.
Well, that's full on pain.
Yeah, like it's it's like pain. But
Jackson
also...
Bailey, have you dislocated a bone?
No, I've spoken to people who have.
So you're claiming that it doesn't hurt.
No, they just say it feels uncomfortable.
Yeah, but it hurts. Yeah, it was nerves.
Yeah,
if you do it heaps, it doesn't stop.
Is it more like cracking a knuckle, or is it more like a dislocation or a broken bone?
Well, maybe it's more like cracking the knuckle. No, it's just like a bad feeling. Just like feels bad.
So like bad vibe.
Yeah, no, it's sort of just like an uncomfortable sensation.
Like sitting on like a chair that's not quite comfortable.
Yeah, more like sitting on your leg for too long and then standing on it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
If you can walk around,
so you
Lego
don't want
guys,
that, basically.
Yeah, no.
And you don't want me to take your heads off.
Yeah.
Then why don't I just build a thing and then you just run around in it? Isn't that the same?
Is the same as what?
Me playing with
no,
you
in a fake
city? No,
because I need your imagination. Yeah.
Okay, I won't make
you've
you
come to the wrong place.
I won't make you a totem head, but like with this house I'm building, like is that alive?
But
yeah.
If I make you a totem head,
so
we can pretend you're in the first level of Banjo-Kazooie and I got to shoot eggs into you.
I hear
Lego
that.
Man. Lego Man. So that house is alive, yeah?
Yeah, well the Lego's like, alive. It's alive. It's
but
like
oftentimes
it's complicated.
Yeah.
Cuz put eyes on it, it's alive.
No, well yeah, but currently it is a real house. As well as being a Lego house.
Oh yeah, I'm a yeah.
So
okay,
when I, you know, when we're like, hey, when I play, you pack down a Lego,
yeah,
and you put them all. Like, what's happening? Is
what
that
do you
just
mean
like,
you pack
yeah,
down?
If
a
I
Lego?
Pack down your house, am I making you
Cause,
homeless?
Because when we, yeah. like when I was a kid,
oh, okay, I'm still gonna
like,
do it.
When I'm playing, you know, okay. like Lego again with like other, we tend to, you know, you break down all the Lego pieces, yeah. you put them in certain piles, either you color code it or you're like, oh, these are the same kind of things,
yeah.
And later on, like you build a ship or
sure,
you
yeah.
build like,
well, no, that's fine because those are just like that's like just so like if it's a bit of metal mm-hmm. for a spaceship, it's like metal
reallocation of energy, right? Doesn't matter if you take one thing and turn it into something
else. Well, no, because it's like if you took a bit of a spaceship and made a house in real life.
Well, yeah, but what are they alive?
No, but they're
not
really,
alive.
They're, no, but they're
yeah,
really fine. A house and they're really
okay,
a spaceship.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. So I'm not basically dislocating everyone. No. Okay.
But if you give me someone else's legs,
yeah,
that's fucked up. Yeah. Okay. So don't do that.
Okay.
That'll hurt like sitting in your leg for too long and then walking on it.
Hey, what if I want to put a helmet on you and I have to take off your hair?
That's fine.
Oh, okay, just checking.
Legos seem complicated.
Yeah, we're a little
but
bit
also,
different. Yeah.
You change your shirt.
Yeah, that hurts. That's a different guy's fucking torso. Yeah.
What if I take off your hand and give you a hook hand?
That's fucked up as well. You take
what
off
if
my
you're
fucking
a pirate
hand.
And you want that, though?
Well, that's my hand, then.
So
how
I
do I
take...
know that I've given you the right hand? Because every
tell
time,
you.
Yeah, like... I'll tell you. I mean, previously I couldn't say shit, but you guys, I know the plumbing boys are cool and also going to be a family guy. So it's like I can just tell you, I can just let you know.
Yep. Okay,
we can. Sorry, I'm 10 Lego Man.
Okay, well, once again, I would probably spend a lot of time trying to like facilitate their comfort.
Yeah, that's you've really gone all in on on looking after the toys for me.
Well, this is our new thing.
I think I would try and have a different relationship with the toys because I'd be like, well, not a sexual one.
Okay. Maybe
a sexual
you've gone
one.
From you've gone from murdering them to then being like, well, okay, now what?
Imagine you just found out I was in a relationship with a Barbie. Just like, since we found out.
They can experience romantic relationships.
Me and this Barbie are an item now, and I just take her with me everywhere.
Yeah.
And she's alive, and you know she's alive.
But yeah.
It's hard to fuck, but
but we manage.
We make do.
I wish you didn't.
As long as you do, you like wipe her off with alcohol wipes when you're done. Because if not, I would please.
Yeah, she's clean, bro.
Oh, thank Christ. Because I don't want that track through the house.
You fucking, I just shake it
you
off.
You fucking filth creature.
Put her in the sink, turn on the fucking washer clean. I don't know.
She yeah. You like that, Barbie?
I have a great time. We're in love.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, me and Barbie are madly in love.
Yeah.
I can't kiss her, but I suck her head like a lollipop.
I mean, I can't fault you if you're both.
Yeah. You gotta get used
to it. It's not, it's not, they're not alive, but they're not alive.
There's nothing morally wrong with me and Barbie being in a loving relationship.
No, there
isn't a crime against sucking on a Barbie's head like a lollipop and claiming yeah. that you're kissing.
They're kissing, dude.
There's a lot morally wrong, but you can't be punished by law.
No, he can't send me to jail for this.
Yeah,
no one wants to see it.
Oh. Okay. Again. It's like head and then just a whole mouthful of hair that comes out.
Yeah, and you pull her out. She's smiling. Yeah, I'm like, well, she seems to be loving it.
Yeah,
and she's like, "I did." She's covered in Jackson's spit. And
that
I'm
was
like,
great. Wash me under the sink, honey.
And yeah, shake sure, me babe. Off.
No, you're getting all over the kitchen. Can you please? Why
in the kitchen? I'll put her in the bath. She's one of those Barbies that can do the swimming motion.
I mean, they're alive. They can all do the swimming.
Yeah, yeah, but she's really good at it.
I guess force her to do the swimming motion.
Yeah,
yeah. What so if you felt okay? What if you were in a relationship with loving with Barbie?
Yeah,
and then you left her on like a chair or whatever, and then say you come back and you've like say. A child, like a nephew or whatever, they're playing with that Barbie.
Well, that's fine.
And they're sucking on its head or whatever.
That's a bit weird. but I mean, like, I get, you know, like, when I suck on Barbie's head and when a child sucks on Barbie's head, it's a different situation.
Okay, maybe that child is a bit more like Sid and, like, they're pulling Barbie's hair or they're trying to pull off its arms.
Hey, buddy, don't treat Barbie nice, you know. But also, I wouldn't take my Barbie around children because that would be a risk, you know. Yeah.
Well, if a dog grabs it and starts like,
well, that's a worry.
Yeah.
Because that's my wife.
Yeah. No. Okay. I got married.
Yeah,
sweet.
We got married. I'm married to Barbie.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'm Ken.
I think you're cucking Ken. That's also pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, like, that's something I could do, and that would be cool.
I'll just be their friends because they clearly want, like, you know, love of that kind of like platonic love of a child. Yeah. Or that kind of like, you know,
but
they
why have you, are you doing
with.
This with your old toys?
I would be, yeah.
I guess you could just, but like, because you
and then also, like, saying, like, you know, if they, like, do you guys communicate with other toys? Like, is there any people that
kind of
I think
they like to do it, but it's hard to.
Like, yeah. Because like, well, one of them communicates via, like, messenger.
Instant messenger, yeah.
Yeah.
But would
Does
you.
That mean we've been catfished by toys?
Yeah, hey, it's very possible.
Well, in Jackson's case, it was the opposite of catfishing. Whoa, you're just as hot of a babe as you said.
Let me suck your head like a lollipop.
We'll call it kissing.
but like you could have an adult relationship, again, not a sexual one,
yeah, I know.
With your toys now. Yeah. You don't have to play with them. I mean, they like but like you could just... Because these are older toys now.
Yeah.
You know, like Woody. Woody, at a certain point, he's like...
sit down and have a cigar.
Yeah. You can invite the toys over, just leave them in the kitchen and just all hang out together.
I mean, you would invite them. They'd be living in your house, right?
Yeah. And we'd know. Me and Dusha would know why the toys were here. But would you tell anyone else?
Well, I guess I'd have to... I should tell my wife. Yeah. I'd be like, toys.
Yeah.
She's cool. You can come out and be like, we're real, right? And if they fucking stay silent, well, I gotta go. That is going home. Go. Now she's committed.
It's bad that we're at the beginning of the end of the masquerade for toys, huh? Like, because the moment they reveal it to us, we'll reveal it to others, and then they're done.
Well, that's this thing. I mean, like, you're being like, well, I'm in a relationship with this Barbie.
Me and Barbie are married.
I guess everyone would just be like,
a priest, I assume? Or some kind of marriage celebrant to be like, hey, can you marry us?
And I know this Barbie looks like a Barbie, but she's real. And
she
then
looks like a Barbie with a sucked on head, yes.
Would you wear her face off?
Yeah.
With all that constant sucking?
Yeah. Yeah, and her hair would be like, it'd be something about Mary's situation, except...
Well, it would smell bad.
Yeah,
I'd shave her head, okay?
But she'd look like Cynthia.
Yeah, she'd look cool.
Yeah, I think that'd be fine. You'd just keep... I mean, with the constant sucking and the constant, like, wiping with, like, an alcohol rub...
She's getting smooth.
She's getting smooth. Her features are gone.
Well, yeah.
She happens, got her lips.
What if you lose her face?
What are you talking about? I get a marker? I go, dot, dot. Big smile. Exactly. We're back.
You take her head off, you get another head on.
Yeah.
Okay, baby, we're back. Or is that like the mop thing? If you change her head, she's a different guy.
I don't want to Barbie Theseus.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, this is.
I just draw a new face on.
Well, this is a good. We finally actually have the answer for the ship of Theseus.
That's true. We can figure this out. Yeah.
The answer is no.
The answer is
the moment you fucking replace one.
You've got a different thought.
My God, that's a different ship. Yeah. You should be calling something else.
Well, what about you, Dusha, if you knew they were alive? Like, they were well and open to you. What would you do? How would you react?
Well, the thing is, like, I'd just legitimately be like, I just don't know how it would affect me. I don't think there's any toys in my house.
Yeah, but, like, the fact that you could talk to them.
I would go onto Family Guy and reveal their secret.
You would message Seth MacFarlane, Sethy boy. I have huge news.
I got huge breaking news, and the only place I'm happy to share it is on an episode of your critically acclaimed and very popular television program on the Fox Network, Family Guy. We'll also settle for American Dad.
Yeah, or Ted 3, if available.
Yeah, in brackets, if available.
If available, in an open up parenthesis, like, please make a Ted 3.
Holy crap, Lois. This is crazier than the time I met Australian podcaster Joel Dusher, and he told me toys are alive. Peter, you've got to listen to me. Toys are alive. Holy crap.
And if you want, you can just use that audio.
Yeah,
Seth,
you can just
fine.
Animate over that. That'd be amazing, Seth MacFarlane.
We did it.
Thank you so much for that. I don't know if you do the animating yourself.
Yeah. Do you?
He used to.
Yeah.
I guess you probably got a lot of money. You don't
got
need
a guy
anymore.
To do it now or whatever. So,
that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. No, that's a good thing to do with it. So it's a complicated, it's a life-changing experience.
Well, two of us.
Yeah, for two of us. Well, Dusha got to go on Family Guy. That's pretty exciting.
I reckon. Not
so life-changing, but.
I reckon that would be just as life-changing. Yeah, I think finding out that all toys are alive is equal to me going on Family Guy.
It's like me dedicating a good chunk of my life.
Change a man's life forever.
Yeah, he could.
I guess, 15 of Family Guy, so Joel Dusher episode.
So you've got one man who has married his toy.
Yeah.
You've got another man who is like, I'm going to dedicate my time making sure my toys are happy.
And a third man.
And then
man.
A third man being on Family Guy. And I think all three have a very significant amount, like a similar weight.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Like, we're changed people on the other side.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, audience, look, let us know.
Yeah.
What of those three experiences is the most significant?
Yeah, where would you fall if you found out that your like toys were alive?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Would you say, I don't know? Would you be like, okay, these toys are alive. I played with them when I was a kid, and I kind of now feel like almost obligated, or honored to be able to actually play with these toys
and give them what they want.
And give them what they want, as you know, a fully cognizant, you know, adult man.
Yeah.
Or would you say, marry
and fuck a Barbie?
Marry a Barbie, suck on their head.
Yeah, suck on their head, suck on their legs, deep throat.
Penis? Just put them in any orifice if you would like. Would you go on Family Guy?
Yeah, or would you go on Seth MacFarlane's critically acclaimed animated sitcom
on Fox.
Family Guy? On Fox, on the Fox Network.
It's actually called Sometimes the Animation Show That Cannot Die. It was cancelled after the third season, but DVD sales saved it.
Yeah.
And I can save it again, Seth MacFarlane. Put me on Family Guy.
I was one of the people that bought one of those
I think I did
DVD.
Too. I think I did too.
We were part of that.
We were part of the Family Guy essence.
Yeah.
So yeah, you let us know. Like, we're on the spectrum of Family Guy to playing, to fucking...
Where are you on that triangle of the toy reveal?
Sid's triangle.
Where are you on Sid's triangle?
Yeah. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
See you on Fox 8 or Fox or whatever when I'm on the newest episode of Family Guy. If someone has a connection to Seth MacFarlane, this is not a joke. Put me on Family Guy.
Yeah, Dusha needs to be on Family
Guy. Or make Ted 3.
I'll be in Ted 3.
We'll love it.
We could play podcasters in Ted 3, reporting, getting Ted in to interview.
To do a podcast.
We could do like, he could come on and like, we could riff on the Joe Rogan thing and we could be like, we're smoking a fat dude with.
Ted,
and then that's funny. I'll be like, Ted, DMT. And he'll be like, and I'll be like,
hey, Sam, get that up. Let's have a look at that.
See, it writes itself.
It's too easy.
Seth MacFarlane, reach out to us.
We want to get in contact. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love Ghouls and Ghosts. I unironically believe in Sasquatch. I spend too much time reading about unsolved crime, and I've got no podcast where I can discuss any of this. Oh wait, shit, yes I do! If you head to sanspantsradio.com/plus, for as little as $5 buckaroonies a month, you gain access to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America, a show where I try to explain an unsolved mystery or a monster sighting or a ghost story or whatever to the rest of Sans Pants Radio who do not care or listen. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/plus to gain access to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America today.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.